your conversation to a close? Okay, would anyone like to tell me what kind of animal they would be and why? Angela.
A dog.
A dog, and why?
They're loyal.
A dog because they're loyal. Very good. Very good answer, Angela. Rosemary.
I'd be a tiger because I would kill my kids.
Okay. Okay. Ian.
Sloth.
Why would you be a sloth, Ian?
Just watches the world go by.
Joshua, what would you be?
I would be a dog because then, whenever I need food, I wouldn't have to go out in the wild and get cold. My ear would just be good.
Wow! Very wise! Very wise. Just for those on you on Zoom, Joshua said that he would be a dog so that he wouldn't have to go and get food. His owner would just feed him. Very, very good. Jackie.
I'd be a cat because I get lots of cuddles.
Lots of cuddles. Cats get lots of cuddles, yes. Tony.
I'd be the turtle.
Okay. Fantastic. Right, well, we could probably do this all day, but we will carry on at this point. So you were each given a squidgy animal when you came in. Some of you won't even have taken one because you don't like the feel of them. But others of you will really enjoy this sensation of squeezing this animal. And this is because we all like different things. We've just celebrated Easter, remembering with thankfulness all that God's done for us, the sacrifice he made for us, giving us his son Jesus to die for us on the cross. And as a church, we have a vision to live God's love in our community, in our worship, and in our prayer. And one of the ways we try to do that is by being a place that welcomes everyone. And that's one of the reasons I wanted to have this interview today with for Jan and Rosalind to talk about what's been going on at Growing Hope. Because through Growing Hope, we're really trying to not just do this on during the week with Growing Hope, but also on Sundays as well, to think about how we can celebrate all the differences that are in different people. So our gospel stories are full of Jesus bringing people on the edges into community. And today's story of Zacchaeus is a really good example of this. Here is this tax collector, disliked by everyone around him because he works for the Romans, the occupying force. And we read that he's a very small man. We know he's so small he had to climb up a tree. And I wonder if he was perhaps bullied for that when he was a child. He's definitely seen as a sinner and an outcast, isn't he? He's not someone that people want to associate with. So, of course, the people find it very difficult to even consider why Jesus would want to associate with Zacchaeus, let alone go to his house for dinner. But this is a life-changing encounter for Zacchaeus. He not only meets with Jesus physically, but he meets with him in his heart. And he immediately promises to give half of his possessions to the poor and to pay back four times of anything that he has cheated anyone of. I think one of the lessons for us is not to judge other people, but instead to ask God to help us to see them as Jesus does. Whether it means someone with different political views to us, or someone with a different background, or someone with a particular need that is different to ours. Often the biggest barrier to helping and welcoming others is fear. We don't understand or know how to help those who are different from us. So what we need to do is to get to know them more, because the more we know them, the better we can understand them. And we also need to make a choice to recognise and set aside our prejudice or our mindsets that we may have due to past experiences or due to our upbringing. When our daughter Naomi was a teenager, she started being a befriender for a little boy with Down syndrome, and she used to bring him round to our house every week. And we took him away on holiday with us. We took him to New Wine, which is a Christian camping holiday. And getting to know this little boy, who I'm going to call Jonathan, was really important for us all as a whole family. Our boys were quite a bit younger. They were younger teenagers then. And at the time, they all got to know and to love Jonathan too. And he loved coming to our house and spending time with them. Jonathan found communication very difficult. He couldn't really talk very well. But after a while, because we got to know him, we got to understand what he was needing, what his needs were. And one of the things that was really beautiful was when we took Jonathan along to church. He absolutely loved to worship God. And during the singing, he would dance and move to the music with a freedom and a joy that was inspiring to see. In fact, it made you want to worship God just because he was so free in the way he worshipped. And he connected with God. And it was such a lesson for us to see the different way that God connects with different people. And here at St. James, we want to be a place where everyone is able to be seen, to be heard, and to belong. And we've made this start on this journey here as we've partnered with Growing Hope and with the help and support of Roslyn. We recognise that we're on a journey together. We've got our sensory tent, we've got our fidget toys. These are very good fidget toys as well, you see. And we've launched our messy church where we're seeking to be really accessible. And it was really great last time. In fact, over all the months since we started Messy Church, we've had families who go to Growing Hope coming along different times and starting to see them find a safe place to be able to come and to experience God's presence in a different way is fantastic. So we're trying to make things very visual and clear here. We're trying to be more multi-sensory. So we're trying to use things that are like our squidgy toys. And Roslyn is making some schedule sheets for us that we can give out to people that would show kind of what a service outline is, so that if people like structure, they'll know what's going to happen next. So I just want to give us a little moment now to think about people who are different from us. So if you've got one of these and you're happy holding it, I'd like you to have a look at your animal. Notice its colour, its shape. Give it a squeeze if you feel comfortable to do that. Now, I'd like you to think about someone you know who is very different from you. It might be someone that you've met here at church or at work, at a club, at an activity you go to. How might you get to know them more? Is there a question that you could ask them? I'm going to give you a moment of quiet now to pray for that person and to ask God to show you how to show his love to them. Father God, we thank you that you have made each one of us unique and different, and you love each one of us. Help us to show your love to every person that we encounter. Amen.